Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday, January the 31st. How are you doing? And how is that coffee tasting on this fine hump day? How are you guys doing? We are on the last day of January. It's incredibly hard to believe, considering it feels like April outside and the year just started. But here we are. Last day of January, folks. Made it through the grind. How many of you are, let me ask, how many of you have received your book? I would say, my guess is like 15 to 20% of people. I've seen a lot of comments saying that it's coming to tomorrow or the day after. And how many of you have started reading your copy and what do you think? It was, I kind of told you guys before, I was a little nervous. Obviously, this is a very, very personal story, so I was nervous to see how it was received. But the response so far is pretty overwhelming. Thank you to those, to any of you who have messaged me already and told me what you thought. And if anyone is on the fence about reading this and still has not, there are, you can go on Amazon. There's like shockingly already 8 reviews. All 5-star reviews, which is awesome. Nothing but great things to say, which is relieving. It's humbling. It's, I don't even know. It feels good. That's it. We'll say that. So thank you, everyone. If you have read the book, again, we started a thread on Substack, zedmedia.substack.com. I pinned it on the very top. So if you have any questions or comments about the book, if you want to leave your own review about the book, please do so. You can do it there with the Substack crew. I also encourage you to do that on wherever you purchased it, specifically Amazon. I don't know about you guys, but when I buy anything on there, I'm hawking the reviews. So the more reviews on there, the better, which is 8 5-star reviews already is unreal in the first day. So we won't talk too much more about it. I know you guys are sick of me talking about the book, but just thank you guys. It was a great day yesterday all around. All right. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about it when we get to the comments, but let's get into today's show. Starting with our Zed member birthdays, we have nobody today. But we do have someone tomorrow. We do have someone. We'll save that one for tomorrow. National holidays today. It is National Hot Chocolate Day. Sounds pretty delish. Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Ooh. I don't know how they do it at daycare, because whenever we try to do art here, you know, I get the Play-Doh out, then she starts eating it, starts throwing it around. The markers, crayons last for a little bit. She can do it for a while. But when she comes home from daycare, it's like, what the heck? You sat and did that? Or how did you not like run around like a mad woman like you do here? Then we got National Backward Day. Go up the escalator backward today, folks. Moving on to some money. A little bit of chaos yesterday. Maybe we're starting to see some cracks finally. So like I said, there's been, I think Google and Microsoft both reported yesterday, and after hours, they both tanked on some, And they both did okay on their earnings reports, but there's a few big lines that they missed on that worried the market. So yesterday, the NASDAQ was down about 1%. Not quite. Dow green, S&P red. And this morning, the NASDAQ is down over 1% on the pre-market. And the headline is NASDAQ 100 futures slide, Alphabet and Microsoft shares drop after results. Also, I keep seeing speculation. I believe, let me just give you, let me pull it up. Apple. I believe they report today. Apple earnings date. Why is this not popping up? Oh, Apple. Okay, so they report tomorrow. I believe there's, who reports today? I think Facebook, maybe. There's a couple of big reports today and tomorrow. A lot of speculation that Apple's going to have some bad numbers, especially some bad projections as far as their iPhone deliveries go, which is obviously a huge part of their business. Hopefully, it's not crazy bad, but I've been saying it for a long time. Things have been overinflated for a while. It's going to, you know, what's going to be the match? The match that lights the kindling. All right. So we also got this morning, bonds down to 403. That's good. 10-year. Treasury yields fall ahead of Fed interest rate decision. I believe that is today. Let's see. U.S. Treasury yields decline on Wednesday as investors awaited the latest interest rate decision and guidance on the monetary policy outlook from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is due to announce its latest interest rate decision on Wednesday and is widely expected to keep rates unchanged. And we have, I think, Elizabeth Warren, there are multiple senators and congressmen begging the Fed to lower rates. You got businessmen saying the same thing. We need to lower rates. We need to lower rates. So we'll see how the market reacts to that. I don't think it'll be positive if they do hold them steady. I mean, the market was so delusional that they were expecting rate cuts last year. So we'll see what they decide. We'll probably get that decision here. I want to say we'll find that out here in a couple hours, and then we'll find... And then we will get a meeting from them in the afternoon. Oil, 77. Gold, 2055. Silver, 2322. And Bitcoin, 42,600. All righty. Moving on to our trending headlines. We got a really dead news day for the most part. Cheetah Rivera, Broadway's first great triple threat, dies at 91. RIP, Cheetah Rivera. Number two, Premier League. Number three, Harold Brown, postdoc, Union wins university recognition. Cori Bush, Justice Department investigating Cori Bush campaign use of security funds. Dude, they all do weird stuff. Ilhan Omar paid her now husband, her lover, paid his firm hundreds of thousands of dollars. Maxine Waters has had her daughter on the campaign roster since like early 2000s, paying her absurd amount of money. Like, come on. They all do it. And should they all be doing it? Absolutely not. But I'm just saying, is she actually going to get in trouble? That's my point. No, none of them do. Five, Warriors. Six, Vanderpump Rules. Seven, Rajon Rondo. Former Celtics point guard Rajon Rondo arrested in Indiana on gun charge and drug charge. I don't understand. We just had the headline. Maybe I didn't read it. I think this was for a Clown World next Tuesday. There's an NBA player making almost $2 million for the season this year. who was caught stealing food and stuff from Walgreens or CVS. So what are you doing? You're making $2 million this year, dude. Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo, I'm pretty sure he signed like a max deal at some point. That guy's worth tens of millions of dollars. Literally. Why are you slanging dope and running guns, man? 8, Microsoft. Microsoft issues light guidance. So this must be why it tanked. Light guidance even as Azure growth drives earnings beats. And you see this everywhere, man. I think it was PayPal yesterday. PayPal announced 2,500 layoffs. I mean, layoffs are, it's a new thing. Every day there's a new company laying off thousands of people. It's like, what, are things really good? 9, UNC basketball. 10, MSU basketball. 11, Lakers versus Hawks. 12, Google stock. Google earnings, top estimates, but advertising growth disappoints. 13, Alina Haba. That is the Trump lawyer. Trump lawyer Alina Haba, if that's how you say her name, makes, then backs off conflict allegation against E. Jean Carroll judge. There was a lot of drama too. E. Jean Carroll, she went on, I think it was Rachel Maddow, and she was basically talking, like they were celebrating that she won her case, $83 million, whatever it was, from Trump. And unlike any quote-unquote rape victim that I've ever seen, she's out there celebrating on national television talking about taking Rachel Maddow on a shopping spree. It's like, woo, we did it. We beat Big Bad Trump. You want to go shopping? I'll get you whatever you want, baby. It's like, wait a minute. Didn't you allegedly get raped and now you're on national TV? Like, is this a sham? Yeah, of course it is. Tennessee basketball. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a defamation case. That's right. If anything, again, I said this yesterday, I think. If anything, that case helped her. I had no idea who she was before that. 14, Tennessee basketball. 15, Sarah J. Maas. So, she is like, and my wife reads all of her books. She's like the, and my wife said this, she's like the Stephen King for, I'm going to call them women's fantasy books. Like this, she is a giant author. There's like 18 books now. All of them become number one bestsellers. Her book came out yesterday, or I think at midnight today, like this past night, last night, midnight tonight, midnight last night. What am I saying? Anyone here read those books? Anyone? 16 Bulls, 17 Apple Provision Pro. See what the reviews are on that. Mind-blowing look at the unfinished. I'm not sold on this. A, it's they're like $3,000. I'm not spending $3,000 on something like that. Basically, you know, you put an iPad next to your face, like closer to your eyes. That's, but it looks like you're looking through glass. So, do you guys remember? I feel like this was when I was in high school or middle school. Google Glass, do you guys remember that? They were trying to make those glasses. It was just like this, but a little bit slimmer. And it failed miserably. Not to mention, Facebook, like many other places, already have these VR headsets. I don't see this thriving. I don't see this being a crazy, amazing, revolutionary product. Oh, but you can use your hand to like zoom in and stuff. Oh, cool, I guess. Like that's not shocking to me. There's nothing about this that makes me want to buy it. 18, Pacers versus Celtics. 19, Tyrese Halliburton. 20, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. All right. Let's move on to Fox News. What we got this morning? Fox News, FBI violates Americans' constitutional rights. Sorry, I'm struggling this morning. In Beverly Hills raid, appeals court says. I feel like that's a common thing. I don't know what the whole story is here, but there are a lot of cases of entrapment. I imagine that's something to do with this. Where it's like, hey man, you got the undercover FBI guy, like, hey dude, you should go commit this crime. So I don't really want to. Come on, man. Do it, dude. Come on. Okay, fine. That's how they get, that's happened many times. These undercover FBI, these undercover agents, they coerce them. They entrap people into doing things. There's a famous one where some undercover lady was trying to get her boyfriend to commit a suicide bombing. And the text messages are so bizarre. It was literally almost verbatim what I just said. You're not going to go through with it? I don't know. I really don't think so. Come on. Don't you think Allah would be happy? And I'm pretty sure that did not happen. I think he ended up killing himself, unfortunately. But she was pushing him, this undercover FBI agent or whatever. She was an FBI asset. Was goading him into, as a CNN article. That's a very, very famous case. Speaking of CNN, let's move on to CNN. House GOP votes to advance effort to impeach Mayorkas. The controversial move could make Mayorkas the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. Well, let's see if it happens. I hope it does. And New York Times, same thing. New York Times, in partisan votes, House panel approves impeachment charges against Mayorkas. Committee Republicans recommended that the House impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, over his handling of the border. I mean, he's definitely up there, but isn't Biden partly responsible for this too? All righty, let's move on to our birthdays. We got, these are famous birthdays today. Josh Richards, he's 22. If you don't know who that is, he's like a TikTok guy. Now he does a podcast with Dave Portnoy on Barstool. I don't know how he got famous, but like I said, he made TikToks. TikTok is a joke, a giant joke. Justin Timberlake, 43. Jackie Robinson's birthday today. Passed away in 72. Back in 72. Kerry Washington, 47, actress. You guys would recognize her probably if you're a movie junkie like myself. Anyone else? Anyone else? Searching. Tyler Hubbard, 37, Florida Georgia Line. I can't remember the other guy's name, but I'm pretty sure, I don't know if the other guy, I think he had a few solo songs, but Tyler Hubbard really, he did all right outside of Florida Georgia Line on his own. But I remember when Florida Georgia Line like first came out, it was like, whoa, is this country? This doesn't sound country music. Whoa, this is new. This is crazy. And then now you listen to Florida Georgia Line, you're like, hell yeah. Ting, this is amazing. Country, back when country was great, man. Kind of weird. Kind of weird how that happens. But we were actually, I went to a Florida Georgia Line concert in 2015 with the guys that I actually just went fishing with this weekend. So it was fun this weekend. A lot of funny stories out of that, but we'll have to save that for another time. Jonathan Banks, 77. He is the bald guy in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. I can't remember his name. Great character, though. Great character. Nolan Ryan, 77 today. Could probably still strike major league hitters out. Entertainment, Family Guy premiered 1999. Love it. Love it. We got The Wonder Years, premiered 1988. Key and Peele, premiered 2012. Congratulations by Post Malone, premiered 2017. What else we got? That's it. All right, moving on to not-so-trending headlines. Not-so-trending headlines today. We got breaking: David Rubenstein has a deal to buy the Baltimore Orioles for $1.725 billion, according to an AP source. And back in the 90s, they were purchased for about $170 million, I think I saw. So a giant return, obviously. I think someone posted that it was an annualized 7% return, which is incredible, especially with that amount of money. All right. Alaskans to face bone-chilling cold this week after setting 100-inch snow record. That's a lot of snow. So they're feeling the wintertime. We ain't feeling it here, that's for sure. Just in, she promised Biden not to interfere in U.S. election. What a bizarre thing. Like, hey, we promise we won't interfere. But, wait, did you in the past? And were you planning on doing that? What? Like, that's from CNN, by the way, if I didn't say that. Thanks, President Xi. Their markets are in free fall right now, by the way. Kind of a, eye opener here for all these union workers, for all of the the people who don't understand basic economics. Here's a headline from 6 months ago. Average UPS driver to make $170,000 in pay benefits with new contract. Incredible amount of money. Incredible amount of money for delivering packages. And I'm not saying that's an easy job, but I'm just saying that's a lot of money. A lot of money. Today, the headline, so yesterday, UPS is laying off 12,000 workers. Ouch. Ouch. Well, to afford the new higher contracts, you gotta lay some people off. Well, I didn't want to get laid off. I wanted the new contract. Well, that's what happens. Can't afford it. It's stupid, stupid, stupid negotiation. Like the auto workers, they wanted the absolutely bizarre negotiations. So, all right, well, we gotta cut about half of you. The numbers for the viewing numbers for the AFC and NFC championships, both the most watched ever. Well, I shouldn't say that. Okay, so the NFL viewership for Championship Sunday, Chiefs versus Ravens, 55.5 million. Most watched AFC championship ever. Lions versus 49ers, 56.9 million. So a little bit more. Most watched NFC championship since 2012. So people have craved the NFL more than ever, and that obviously shows. 1/6 of the entire country watched that game. And that doesn't even count the multiple people that were watching on the same screen. Like, dude, this is, I would say about a third of people watched that game in this country. That's incredible. Illinois Election Board allows Donald Trump to remain on primary ballot, says it doesn't have authority to rule on 14th Amendment issue. Isn't it crazy how all of these states are saying different things about this? This is why the Supreme Court, I think they're supposed to do it here soon, like in the next couple weeks. But they need to hurry up, man. Just solve this right now. And I think it's got to go in Trump's favor. There's no way they are going to rule in, Colorado? A couple of these places that tried to get him off the ballot. And office vacancies hit new record high in the U.S. So I think we went over that yesterday. All righty, let's get to some questions, comments, and concerns. What do we got here? So, once again, if you have any, I shouldn't say not all comments, but any detailed comments about the book that has anything to do with the book, please leave them over on the separate thread. And then we'll have another episode just for that. Let's see. Where am I? Okay. All right. Laser Pants, book day. Hype. Congrats, bro. Hope you sell a million books. Have a great day, you schmexes. Laser, thank you, thank you, thank you. Laser, I think, probably one of the most positive people in the comments. I have to say that because, Laser, you're always everywhere, man, and it's always positive, and I appreciate that. Steve Mile, 887. I received the book last night at 8 p.m. The writing style and the form are excellent. You should be proud. And I said this already in the comments, but thank you. Thank you, Steve. That's an incredible compliment, and I appreciate it. Adam Schwantis, good morning, folks. Have a good one. Looks like I'll be getting your book today, Dez. Looking forward to reading it. Ozark Mama, good book release. Good book release day morning. I got mine shipping info. I got my shipping info last night. It's in Franklin, Tennessee. So it shouldn't take but a few days to get to my Ozark area. I need a few days to sit and relax after loading up the pigs yesterday for the butcher. And piggies did not want to leave their comfy home here on the ranch. Freezer camp will have no vacancy very soon. Some bacon. Yeah, well. Tag it, Fiddle. My hardcover shipped yesterday, not going to lie. It's going to be a challenge for me to read as I usually fall asleep while reading anything. If you're like that, you got to take it in doses, man. I can get in that mode for sure. Birdie, morning. Kindle is 100% charged and book is downloaded. We'll start book right after today's show. How's it going, Birdie? What are you thinking? Gert, happy Taco Tuesday. Can't wait to read the new book. Dominic D, good morning, y'all. Congratulations, Tyler, on the book release. Amazon said ours should be in next Friday. We're super excited to get it. Buffy, morning, book day. Woo. My book shipped today from Amazon. So excited. I do hope it sells a million copies. That would be, yeah, a million copies. I think, sort of put this in perspective of, and I don't know if I told you guys this, but to put this in perspective of like what a good book does, the average book that's published traditionally sells about 3,000 copies. And there were a ton of pre-orders. There's probably double that amount that was pre-ordered. A little bit less than double the amount that was pre-ordered. And sales are picking up like crazy right now. After word spreading, someone told me in a message that they have recommended it to at least 100 people. And they know someone to try to get it into a large chain. That's how excited they were, which was obviously awesome to read. But a million copies. If that happened, that would be an incredible blessing. We'll see what happens, folks. I'm glad you guys are so optimistic. Brace Polecat, good morning. I'm waiting on the ultra collectible one of a kind signed copy. So I'll avoid spoilers till it gets here. How are you doing, Tyler? No more sick family. And how is everyone else doing? So actually, my stepdad, he's the last one to get it, to get the sickness that's been going around. And he got it pretty hard. He's struggling today. I think, what'd my mom say? My mom said, he said, it feels like he's swallowing razors, which is terrible, but Mandy, good morning. Is anyone else planning way ahead for a vacation this summer like we are? It is such a great escape to think about warm, sunny days fishing in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Now, I just have to wait till July before we can actually go. I hope you all enjoy your Tuesday. My wife and I feel like, because we have the baby coming, we have a toddler. We talked about doing a vacation this past fall. And then we're like, so maybe next fall, when the baby's a little bit older, we can feel comfortable with her staying elsewhere without us. Vacation does sound nice, though. Yes. Christine, more on the book shipped from Amazon yesterday and should be delivered tomorrow. Dustin, Biden, the only president to start a civil war and World War III at the same time. It's not looking good, man. It's not looking good. Fob, good morning. Driving to Indy today and listening to the show. Hope you all have a great day. Good morning, Fob. Good morning, Mama Wants. Mama Want, I read your comment yesterday on the book thread, and I have to say I appreciate you as well. All of you guys. You guys have been, most of you have been here since like the very start of Substack. And like I said, even when I said with Laser, the positivity and the community here is just, it's a breath of fresh air after diving in the dumpster that is the internet most of the day. A lot of great people here. Dustin, hey Siri, what website do I use to sell feet pics? I always see those videos of people being like, yes, I made like 10 grand. I'm like, is this real or is this a joke? Are people really doing this? What the frig? Good morning. Last night, my girlfriend and I watched 3 movies back to back. Luckily, I was the one who was facing the TV. Oh, I see what you did there. Da-da-da-da-ting. Mally J, good morning. Dr. Salty, good morning. Esme, I saw you reading the book as well. Actually woke up last night. It's too much info, but I kept having a bad dream last night that like all the reviews were bad. Getting the 1-star reviews. And such a bizarre, yeah. You can tell where my head's at. I'm just like worried. So I woke up last night and read a few messages at like 2 a.m. And Esme, I saw yours too. So thank you for opening yourself up and talking about your family. I have seen that many situations on my day-to-day job in Chicago that are similar to your story. And it's very moving that you found a way to better your family. Due to my line of work, I encounter many on a day-to-day who continue the vicious cycle and sadly end with tragedy. I'm happy that you and your family found a better place. And I think that's what people are liking so far, maybe, is it is relatable. And sadly, you know, these are issues that everyone, I shouldn't say everyone, but many, many people deal with or see, no family that deals with it. Maybe you work at a school and you see it. And I hope that our story is some encouragement for anyone in those situations right now. It's like, look, you don't have to continue that cycle. You don't. Kev Nuge, dude, I was scrolling IG and Deliver Liberty posted one of your shorts. Thought that was pretty cool. Thought I'd share that. I saw that. They tagged me in it. So I didn't even know who that was. And then I looked, I'm like, wow, this page is huge. Retired Mom, your book is coming today. Katie, so excited to get the book. I'm coming home tomorrow. Or it's coming tomorrow, according to Amazon. Then Kevin Dina and I will fight over who gets to read it first. May have to purchase a second book. Mom, Simple Life, I ordered your book this morning. Good luck getting on the top 10 chart. We are all rooting for you. Obviously, that would be incredible. It's not... I don't know. I don't expect it. The numbers are there. The numbers are there for the sales, I think, if the New York Times wanted to include it on their list. And I think, especially as these reviews continue to come out and people, if they continue to come out as they are coming out right now, but we'll see. That would be, again, just another bonus, a blessing. And hopefully it would just make more people read it and hopefully help more people. Andrew, back in August, I bought Trailer Park Parable, I think shortly after he announced it. So I've been waiting a while to read it. Well, my wife wants to read the book as well. So I'm buying the Kindle version also. That way, the words of Tyler are immortalized and preserved in digital and physical print for my future generations to enjoy, and I won't have to share. There you go. There you go. Nap, more null. Not surprised the stock market is ripping. War is big business. It is ripping. We'll see. Hopefully it holds up this week. It's nice, you know, everyone looking at your 401ks, right? Barbara, good morning. Looks like your book's getting here tomorrow. Don't hate Astros are great. Good morning, Tyler. Can we get your official commentary on Tom McDonald's facts featuring Ben Shapiro? I thought it was hilarious. And I thought, you know, it wasn't like stellar. I don't think it's Ben Shapiro, but it was funny. And semi-good. Like, it wasn't, you know, this... He sounded like Ben Shapiro, who is not a rapper, but... And there are some funny lines in there. What was it? My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. I heard that and I started laughing my ass off. So yes, I liked it. I did. I enjoyed it. And they made it. I think their number, that song is number one, like all around the whole world. It's a giant song right now. Captain K, good morning, Zimunity. Happy Taco Tuesday and happy book release day. I will await my two books, my original order, and then later my signed book order. Good morning, Captain K. Good morning, Sweet Home Alabama. Internet Zombie, good morning. Dustin, remember everyone, the next precious metal to invest in is razor wire. Yeah, seriously. Dustin, so what's next? Are you going to write a screenplay now or another book? I have so many ideas. I can't even begin to tell you where my idea... I'm definitely going to be doing another book. I don't even know, man. I've got a couple stories that I feel like would be better screenplays than movies or than books, but we'll see. I would love to make an actual movie one day, whether it's like a documentary style or an actual movie, but I don't know. I've got a lot of ideas. If you, and obviously his education, that's, I'm going to keep doing that for as long as I can, for as long as people keep watching. If you purchased a gun, a Bible shop that's Sporting Good Places, or bought MAGA or Trump gear, you could be on a FinCEN list. They've been asking banks and making payment processors for lists. Are you kidding me? Sports cards? Wait, sports cards? Is that real? I knew about the gun one. I've heard that. Which is insane as well. And Roberts, Russia, I thought you were going to mention the giant Amur tigers that Putin reintroduced back in the ecosystem a while back are now attacking people and their pets. What? Crazy videos online. You're kidding me. I'm going to have to look that up. And George Rady, it's all about WOM now. Word of mouth is the uncontrollable distribution of the material. Film, music, games, books, they hit or miss, and a simple good read is all one needs. And that's honestly, that's one of my hope is with this book. I've said this many times, which is maybe hard to believe since I talk about it so much, but I really don't enjoy the promotion part of this. I don't like talking about myself or, it, you know, in a serious way that like, hey, buy my amazing book. You're going to love it, dude. I don't know. I don't like it. And I also hate approaching other creators. And there's a few that I have, that I absolutely felt comfortable with. Liberal Hivemind, for example, him and I have been buddies for, you know, a couple of years now. And I don't know if he's plugged it yet or not. I sent him a book, but it says it hasn't got there yet, unfortunately. So, but as far as I reached out to a few more, some insider info for you guys. I reached out to Zuby because he got a huge presence on Twitter. He basically said, he's like, yeah, you know, good luck to you. Congratulations. You can send me a book for sure. I can't promise you I'll get to it. I have a lot of other people have sent me books too, and I haven't gotten to those yet either. So I was like, ah, damn. My hope is that people just word of mouth it, share it with their family, friends. So you got to read this, blah, blah. And I like that better just because then it's hopefully spreading just on merit on whether people like it or not. And it's not just like, oh, Tyler Zed told me to go buy this, or, oh, hey, Zuby told me to go buy this, or Liberal Hive Mind told me to go buy this stuff. You know, that initial wave, is education supporters. Makes total sense. But as far as going out and reaching out to other people, I don't know. Part of me feels like I'm begging, like, hey man, will you push my book? So word of mouth. Hopefully that's how it spreads. Jim in San Diego. My hardbound is in Franklin, Tennessee. I hope to be reading it soon. Good morning. Minikin, good morning. And Mandy, I don't like that I have to wait till February 20th for the audiobook. Yeah, unfortunately. I get why they do it. They want to push the print copies first. But Elsa, good morning. You got a lot of comments here. I'll have to read these here in a bit. But good morning, good morning. pronounce the words bagel. Yeah, sorry. It's bagel. Cowboy Buck says, Dez always saying that we're screaming at the screen because of his opinion, but I don't remember one nasty comment I've seen of his flavor, of this flavor. I'm not sure where he's getting the all you guys from. Not to mention that, General asks, respect is a very binding force of this community. I would agree. You know, I just say that, and maybe that's just in the back of my head because I see the discourse on Twitter, you know, and that's not the discourse here. So you're right. I should rephrase that. And Dominic D, the last comment here. See, I used to be a big sports fan. Tell the kneeling and whining. If I wanted to get lectured, I'd turn on MSNBC or ABC. And I hear you on that one. I was a big Louisville Cardinals fan and Bulls fan. Now the sports franchise wants us to forget the finger pointing garbage and jump back in. I'm good. And I appreciate your resolve. I do. You know, even during those times, I still watched. I ignored it. I obviously didn't like it. But, you know, you can't stop Colin Kaepernick from doing what he's going to do. I think the more we give it attention, the more, you know, it becomes a bigger thing, right? All right, folks, that is it for today's show. Hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you all for the comments on the book. I appreciate you guys reading it. Again, if you have read it and you ordered it on Amazon, please go leave an honest review. That is the absolute best way you could help spread the book and snowball the word of mouth that we're talking about. And check out the reviews on there and see if you agree with them. There's, like I said, there's 8 reviews on there right now. A lot of amazing, humbling things that I'm seeing. So yeah, I can't even, it's a great feeling. That's, can you tell I can't really take a compliment? I can't. All right, we got to move on here. All right. You guys have a great day. Hope you have the best day ever. Till tomorrow morning, I'm Tyler Zed, and this is Zedcast.